to It's Pretty Personal. How are you guys doing? I can't believe it's already episode 2. I feel like these weeks are just going so quickly. But if you're new to this podcast, hi, my name is Pretty, and this podcast is all about love, mindset, life lessons, and South Asian diaspora. So please definitely give it a follow or subscribe and leave me a review, because it will mean so much to me and it will let other people know that this is a good podcast to listen to. So that will mean so much if you can do that. Thank you. So in today's episode, I wanted it to focus on life lessons because not too long ago, I actually turned 25. Yep, that big quarter life milestone, which means like I'm officially in my mid-20s now. I can't even convince people that I'm in my early 20s. Like even when I was 24, I would still say to my mum, I'm still in my early 20s, like don't worry. But now I can't even blag it. Like I can't be like, yeah, I'm in my early 20s, because you know, like in maths, when 25, you always round it up. Now my age is just always going to be rounded up, like not rounded down. So, oh well. However, one thing that I wanted to do this year was to actually reflect on the last 12 months and think about everything that I learned whilst being 24 and share with you guys some of the things that I wish that I could tell my younger self. And hopefully it might help some of you guys that are listening too. So let me know your thoughts. After this episode, I'm going to put a question on my Instagram at Pretty Personal, if anyone was wondering. And I want to know what one thing that you guys have learned whilst being the age that you are, because I am genuinely interested. All the links to my social media are in the episode description below. So please check those out. I will actually really appreciate it if you did. So no time to waste. Let's get started. Number one, don't plan your life too much because you don't know what's around the corner. 2020 for me was the first year that I decided to plan the first half of my year, so I knew what to expect. I thought it would help me with my 2020 goals. I knew exactly when I was going on holiday. I had 3 holidays planned. I knew when I was seeing my friends. I knew when I was going to my gym classes. Like everything was planned. But the one thing that I didn't plan for was COVID-19. But then no one can really plan for a pandemic. But whilst being in lockdown, I kind of realized that I did enjoy the planning phase of it, but I wish that in hindsight, I didn't plan it too much and I kind of let things go with the flow a little bit more. Number 2, self-love is more than just putting on a face mask and lighting a candle. Personally, I think the word self-love tends to be thrown around quite commercially these days, and I feel like sometimes people use it to like sell products. When actually, to me, self-love is more than the physical act of lighting a candle or putting on a face mask. Like, yeah, they help. But there's so much more to it than that. Like, everyone has their own definition of self-love. And for me, self-love is embracing my insecurities, being my own cheerleader, and talking to myself the way I would talk to my friends. Number 3, you don't need to talk to your friends every day to have a friendship with them. I wish someone told me this when I was younger. But the one thing that you'll notice about in your 20s is that you don't have to talk to your friends every day to have a good relationship with them. Because sometimes there's friendships whereby you don't talk for ages and then you meet up and it's like nothing's changed. And to me, they're like the best kind of friendships. Like I love those friendships where you both acknowledge that you're both busy to talk to each other every day, but you will find time to meet up with each other because you still care about their lives and you do want to hang out with them. So you'll meet up, you'll basically spend the whole day together, have a massive life update catch-up session, and then go your separate ways. And then after a couple of months, you'll do it all again. And I think that's beautiful. Number 4, be grateful. I know this sounds cliche, but honestly, it's so important to be a grateful soul. This year, I started a gratefulness diary where I wrote 3 things that happened every day that I was grateful for. And they're not like generic things like I'm grateful for my health, I'm grateful for my family. There had to be stuff that happened in the day that I was genuinely grateful for, like the little things that sometimes we don't acknowledge. So like for me today, I'm grateful that my parents have gone out grocery shopping so I can actually do this podcast without them hearing me. Time by myself, I'm very grateful for that. And I'm also grateful for Netflix because right now our Sky dish is broken. So we can't watch like, I don't know, like cable TV. We've just been using Netflix. And honestly, I'm so glad that we had Netflix or like some sort of streaming service, because otherwise we'll literally be watching channels 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5 on repeat. I think during coronavirus, the gratefulness is something that actually really helps me through it, because I was grateful that I had a safe space and technology and food and water and everyone that I love around me. And I feel like I was very lucky because a lot of people didn't have that. Number five. Okay, this is a bit of a funny one, but the person who watches my Insta story the most is me. I'm not even joking. I don't know if I'm the only one or not, but honestly, when I put on an Insta story, it's normally for myself because I want to look back on it in the future and I don't want to be scrolling through my camera roll to find that picture. So if I actually post an Insta story, like, you better believe that I've watched it probably 10 times, maybe more. Okay, that's a little bit embarrassing, but it's true. It genuinely is true. I watch it all the time. I will just refresh my pages and watch my story and then leave Instagram. Like, I'm sorry, but I do it. Number six, if someone wants to talk to you or wants to meet you, they will. Being busy isn't an excuse. Like, it's a cop out. For me, I think this has happened a bit in my dating life where guys I've spoken to be like, oh, I would love to meet you, but I'm too busy right now. Like, dude, honestly, just tell me that you're not interested in me and then we'll just both get on with our lives and not waste each other's time. Because honestly, those that will actually want to meet you and will find the time for you. Number seven, we're all on different journeys, so there's no way to compare. And I know this quote can be a little bit cliche. Cliche? I know that this quote can be a little bit cliche, but I think it resonates with me so much. Like, we shouldn't compare our journeys with someone else's. And especially in this age of Instagram where everyone's posting their highlight reel, it's very, very common for us to compare our working progress or behind the scenes with their highlight reel. And I know we all do it. Like, my Instagram is a collection of my favorite pictures and pictures that I want to look back and be like, oh yeah, I achieved that. That was a happy time. I don't post pictures of me on a Sunday morning as a slob in my bed watching Netflix. Like, who does that? Nobody. Number eight, it's so important to wear sun lotion and invest in good skincare. Like, I only started wearing sun lotion every day a few months ago, and it's now part of my morning routine. And I don't know whether it's helped my skin, but I know that it's more to stop my skin from going bad than making it look good. There's nothing to lose with wearing it every day. And plus, the sun is shining all the time. Even when you're in rainy London, the sun is still shining behind the rain clouds. There's going to be sun rays still touching your face. So I'd rather just be safe than sorry. And investing in good skincare products for your face is actually really important. Like, you wear your face every single day. Like, people use your face to recognize you. So don't cheap out and buy things that are going to harm your skin. Like, because I know sometimes they're pricey, like £25 for day cream is pricey. Like, even I'm like, oh, that's deep. But if I know that it's gonna help my skin and I know that it works for me, I will invest in it. Number nine, how grateful I am for my friends and family. Like, my friends are amazing. My family is like super cool. Growing up, I didn't really have a sister and I really wish I did. Like, I feel like for me, my girl mates have become like sisters to me, and they really supported me when I was starting this podcast, and they used to send me like motivational messages, and they really believed in me, like, even when I didn't even believe in myself. Shout outs to you guys. Number 10, the things that you want in life will happen for you. They just won't happen in the way that you expect them to. And I feel like this has happened in my life a few times, whereby, like, growing up when I was 16, I was like, I really want to do my chartered accountancy exams after uni. Like, I honestly don't know what I was thinking when I was 16. So can we just not? Because what 16-year-old wants to be an accountant? This 16-year-old wanted to be an accountant. Again, I don't know why. But when I was at uni, I made sure that every grad job that I applied for had study support so that I can get these exams out of the way and done. But the thing is, I never got any of those jobs. And yeah, the exams happened. I'm currently doing them. But it happened 2 years later and it didn't happen the way that I expected it to happen. Number 11, I don't like clubbing. Contrary to popular opinion, I am actually over clubbing. Like, I think I've been out 5 times whilst being 24. And honestly, I will take a night in with my friends and play games and watch movies rather than going clubbing. Because let's be real, I'm tired by 12:30 and I want to go home, but I will force myself to stay out because I spent 2 hours getting ready and I paid £10 entry into this club, sometimes even more. When I'm sober, like, drunk people actually annoy me and it's such a hassle getting home. And for me, clubbing is an excuse to see all my friends, but I'll happily go for brunch or a picnic in the park where I can actually talk to them rather than a club where I'm honestly just shouting in your ear. Like, don't get me wrong, like I do enjoy it sometimes, but just like not all the time, if that makes sense. Number 12, how important it is to constantly be learning. In my opinion, learning new things makes people more open-minded. And I think as soon as you stop learning, that's when your mental age stops as well. Like, I'm not talking about academia and that you constantly need to be doing degrees, but I feel like learning a new skill or watching a documentary all adds up, because no one in this world knows everything and can do everything. So with this podcast, I could have easily paid someone to make a logo for me or edit it, but I wanted to learn to do all this stuff myself because it meant that I could learn something new and create a skill that I might need in the future. Number 13, when traveling, always put your liquids in a plastic bag before you go to the airport. And I feel like this has worked wonders for me because it saved me so much time in the airport, because I'm not rummaging around my bag trying to find all my liquids and then worrying that like one liquid is left in my bag and I'm just going to be like searched all the time. I just always have irrational fears when I'm at airport security. And I think for me, it takes a small amount of stress away from a very stressful situation. Because whenever I go through airport security, the metal detector always beeps because of my gutter. And if anyone listening doesn't know what a gutter is, that is basically the Sikh bracelet that I wear. And I can't take it off. So every single time I go through the metal detector, it always beeps. And I'm always taken to a side and I'm like, oh God, this is really stressful. I don't know if anyone else can relate to this because it always happens to me and I want to know if does it happen to you. Number 14, mental health is as important, if not more, than physical health. I learned a lot about mental health this year. I became a mental health first aider and I realized how little mental health was talked about in the South Asian community. I feel like our community cares so much about physical health because they can see it happening. They will go to the doctor about every little thing, but they tend to turn a blind eye when it comes to mental aspects of things, or they just class it as taboo because maybe they just can't see it. I do know that there is some awareness out there, like initiatives like Lift Bhangra and Tharaqi, who are both amazing in what they do in raising awareness of mental health within the South Asian community. I'm going to link their pages in the episode description so that you guys can take a look at the work that they do, because honestly, it's amazing. Number 15, the importance of eating breakfast. I'm kind of new to this whole breakfast thing and I only learned it in like January of this year. And for the first half of 24, I would say that I just didn't have time to have breakfast because I wanted an extra 20 minutes in bed. But then I'll be hungry by 10 o'clock and I'll either be thinking about lunch on my desk or I will be drinking lots of coffee to tide me over. Neither of it, which is healthy, by the way. But having breakfast really helps with my fitness goals. And I just realized it really doesn't take that much time. My breakfast smoothie takes me 5 minutes in the morning, which means that I can still have that extra 15 minutes in bed. So win-win. Number 16, life is too short. I think more than ever, I realized this a couple of months ago, but life is so temporary, but it's the one thing that's guaranteed. Thing is, we just don't know when it's going to happen. So we can't take our time for granted. Like, we can't be scared to do stuff because in 20 and 30 years time, who cares? What auntie or what uncle is going to chat crap about it? And that's something that I learned very recently. Number 17, this is a true story, by the way. Always have phone insurance and back up your phone regularly. Honestly, it is worth it because our phones are one of our most prized possessions and it has our whole lives on it. And it's so painful to pay for a new phone because you didn't insure it. Like, it's something so small in the grand scheme of things. And honestly, I would happily pay £80 than £800 for a new phone. Backing up your stuff is important because you never know what's going to happen. And you might accidentally drop it and that's it. All your memories for the past year are just gone. I'm only saying this because in February, someone stole my phone and I was so grateful that I backed up my phone because the memories that I had on that device were so much more important than the actual device itself. Number 18, we worry more about what people think and in reality, they actually don't care that much. I did this when I was planning for this podcast. I was caring so much about what people were going to think, what my extended family were going to think, what friends were going to think. And I kept assuming it was going to be negative the whole time. And it really stopped me working on it. When actually, the response has been so positive. The thing that got me out of that funk was the fact that I realized that they probably won't have an opinion. And if they do have an opinion, it's probably not as bad as the one that I have in my head. But I am so, so happy that the response has been positive and that everyone's been so supportive about it. Number 19, how to adapt to change quickly. And I think collectively we've all done this. We've all changed our lives to this new normal that everyone keeps talking about. Because like I said, no one really planned a pandemic and it sort of crept up on us. I think lockdown has made us all adapt to change really quickly. And we went from doing what we wanted to do to not even being able to leave the house. But we got there. We accepted the situation, adapted our lives and just stayed at home. Honestly, being able to adapt to new situations is such a good skill to have because things in the world are constantly changing and you're told one thing and then 3 days later you're told something else. And I think I've just learned to accept it and just get on with it because there's nothing else you can really do. Number 20, having a clean space really helps my productivity. I think the cleanliness of my room really does determine my mood. When my room is clean, like I am on it, like I am productive. I know exactly what I'm wearing. I might even wear makeup and do something with my hair. Like I'm telling you, I am like on it. But when my room gets messy, I feel like I just don't have my life together. And I've noticed this a lot. Like the reason sometimes I'm quite unproductive is because my room is messy, because I'll look around and it's a mess. And I don't know why they go hand in hand, but for me, some reason they do. So if you ever see me wearing makeup and my hair nice, you just assume that I clean my room. Number 21, how important it is to invest in yourself. And I'm not talking about buying a designer item or going on a luxury holiday. I mean, investing in yourself so that you can be a better person or be in a better place. For me, this year, I actually got a nutritionist, which wasn't cheap, but it got to the point where I realized I needed one because I really struggled with my weight for a really long time. And all the information online, it was just really confusing or contradicting. And I just didn't know what would work for me. Like I tried all these diets and nothing was really working. I felt like I just needed to go to a specialist who can tailor a plan for me. Honestly, it was so worth it because now I can actually see results. Number 22, how much I hate small talk. Like I'm not going to lie, I hate small talk. But I think small talk in when it comes to dating, that's when I hate small talk. Like when I'm talking to someone and we're in that phase of just asking each other all our favorites, like favorite color, favorite hobby, favorite country. And there's only so many times I can tell someone that my favorite color is blue. I hate that stage for the next few weeks where it's just small talk. And I just feel like it adds no value and it's just boring. And I like conversations with meaning and purpose. But I think for me, it's like, I don't know how to move on from the small talk phase into something deeper, which is something that I want to get better at and hopefully conquer by the age of 25. Hopefully being the key word. Number 23, everyone has a story. And I often do, like this might be a bit weird or random, but I often do like sit on the tube or the train and look around and like wonder, I'm like, I wonder what all these people's stories are because everyone does have a story. I'm currently too shy to ask and also probably feel like the person that I ask is probably going to be like, what? If I go up to someone, I'm like, yeah, so please tell me your story. They're going to be like, excuse me, what? Who is this girl? But that aside, if any of you do want to come on the podcast and share your story, I will be more than happy to let you guys on. So if you do want to come on the show, please email me at itspirettypersonal@gmail.com. The link is actually in the episode description below because like I said, I do want to hear your stories. And number 24, the final one, you can't worry about things that you can't control. So that was it. That was 24 things that I've learned whilst being 24. And I really hope you enjoyed it and you found it interesting. And like I said, I really want to know yours. So let me know in the Instagram question that I'm going to post after this show is out. And I would love to hear from you guys. Honestly, follow me on Instagram at Pretty Personal, Twitter at Pretty Personal. Also, if you want to share your story, like I said, please email me at itspirettypersonal@gmail.com. I am really enjoying this whole podcast process. And like I said before, the support has been amazing. I wasn't expecting it. So I just wanted to say thank you one more time. If you did enjoy this podcast and you're new and you haven't subscribed, what are you doing? Subscribe. It would genuinely mean a lot to me. And also write a review so other people know how awesome this podcast is. I appreciate that. That is me for this week. Don't forget that new episodes drop every Tuesday, so mark that in your calendars. And I really hope you guys have a good week, staying safe, and I'll talk to you guys next week. Okay, bye. Wait, don't go yet. If you want to hear something that will make your day, then keep listening till the end of this outro, because I thought it would be really funny to add in some bloopers and my mess ups from today's episode. So enjoy Preeti being an idiot for the next how many minutes? Enjoy! Bloopers are going to be lit for this episode, you know, because I keep messing it up. Can I not say oh my God, that was so weird. Okay. Oh, good. Oh, my knees. Dun, dun, dun. Ah, my foot is asleep. Oh, dear. Why can I not say this? Oh, my God, pins and needles in my foot. Lovely stuff.